And Nunam and Aleph, and we are up to Tashma, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines at the bottom. Tashma. Now, the shaila we have now is this halacha l'maisa mesinai of Netzel that says the liquid of a mace that turned into a gel, or you boiled it and it bubbles. That's a sign that it came from the essence of the mace, not from his saliva and mucus, right? We know by humans it's metama. That was the halacha l'maisa mesinai. Question is, was it halacha l'maisa mesinai by other tumas as well, namely nevela, which means a nevela that has decomposed, turned into a liquid form, and gels, is that time maybe some nevela or not? So the Gemara explained that the shaila only goes according to one man diyamar, because there's an argument if the name nevela drops as soon as it becomes inedible by humans. If you learn that the name nevela drops the minute it becomes inedible by humans, so we have no discussion here, because the name nevela is dropped as soon as it became inedible before it decomposed and became netzel. However, if you learn that the same nevela remains on to it's inedible by dogs, this is still edible by dogs, so we want to know, is it metame in its netzel form or not? That is the shayla of the Gemara, according to that one on the Yomar. It's a shayla, it's not a kasha, meaning we don't know. We're asking a shayla. Right? The difference between shayla and kasha is when you ask a kasha, somebody said something that's difficult to understand. So you're asking a question. In English, there's no different words for shayla. I don't think so. Maybe it is an inquiry. A shayla is an inquiry. You're inquiring what would happen here. Nobody said anything. You have your own inquiry. Right? It's not a question. It's an inquiry. That's what a shayla is. So now, tashma. Imhu bi'or tamed. This is going on a nevela's ayv tahar that you took its fat, which is nevela, and you melted it in fire, in the fire, it's still tameh. Bechama tar. And if you melted it in the sun, it's tar. Right? Now why? Because it becomes inedible by humans. But if you're going to tell me, this is trying to prove whether nevela loses its name at the time of inedibility by humans or at the time of inedibility by dogs. If you're going to tell me as long as a dog would eat it, it's nevela, so why if you melt it in the sun, is it tar? Why? Still edible by dogs. Dr. Gemara, Amos mam chalei, basid asurach b'chama, even the asurach havele ofer. So the Gemara's answer is that when is the thing melt, right? After, right? When does the thing melt? After it got smelled up in the sun. And it gets to the point that even a dog won't eat it. It becomes like dirt. The damage that the sun does when it melts the fat is one that even dogs won't touch it. I mean, that's how bad it gets. And therefore, it's no longer nevela according to anybody. So the truth is, we have not proven, so far, at least, I don't think we prove at all, whether netzel applies to nevela according to one man diyamar or not. Zakt, the rush. Imchu bar. I don't know where you have it. I have imchu bar, but again, I have a different print today. Yesterday, I had a similar print because I was using the Masifta Gemara. Imchu bar. You have it? Dr. Harris, no number aleph. Imchu bar, gab nevelas aiftar misni. By nevelas aiftar. Imchu lusumus on nevelas ar. You melted the fat bar in fire. Veil size bar. Tamei, that dying royal adam is still edible by humans. Bechama tar, the kshinimur bechama, who masriach michay machama, it smells up from the heat of the sun. Vein a royal achilus adam. It's still fit for a dog. So the Gemara wants to prove that obviously it's no netzo. Because if it would be netzo, then it should be tameh. Because it's still edible by a dog. And melting it in the sun is like creating netzo of an avela. That's what the Gemara thinks. The kibun da ashok mach muschama ba'afra. Vapilu lekelu lekasi. It's not even fit for the dogs. Tanan hasa. Now we're bringing in a mishnah in the Masechtas Machshirim. Now it's.
You didn't say here about.
Sorry.
Teiku. Don't say that.
Doesn't say anything. Okay. So again, my theory is, and I can't say I never ran into a little bit of a problem, but I think it's true anyway, and Rabbi Schutz said he found it somewhere in the back of his brachas, that any shaila that the Gemara attempts to prove, it doesn't say teiku. It only says teiku on shailas that we ask the question and we have nothing to say. Nothing. No proof, no anything. We have a question, not a question, an inquiry, and we have nothing to say. Nothing. So we say teiku. But once we try to prove it, even if we get out of the proof, the Gemara will not say teiku. When you chazer shas, watch that rule.
How can you have nothing to say? You have nothing to say, meaning you have no proofs?
No proofs at all. No,
Gemara didn't bring no
attempt. Nothing. No attempt to prove it in the Gemara, correct. Means, shaila, teiku. Nothing to say. By the way, teiku really means let it stand. It comes from the word teikum. The choice of the word teiku is because it stands for Tishbu Yitaretz Kushin Zvaboyis, that Elio will come and tell us the answer. But really, the word teiku literally means let it stand. In Yerushalmi, they don't use the word teiku, they use the word tiboyi, which we had in the Dharm, which means let the shaila remain. The shaila remains the shaila. That's why the Ran said in the Dorm, we use Vash in Yerushalmi sometimes, Tiboi instead of Teiku. That's the way Yerushalmi expresses itself. In Bavli, we use the word Teiku, which means let it stand, we have nothing to say.
Last question, that's it. I get told from, you give him the Mavela, right?
If you want to, yeah.
Do we ever have a Gemara saying that the Kulam are better off eating kosher, not eating treif?
The only Gemara I can think of, again, I don't know all the Gemaras in my head like this. Maybe you should ask my Schutz. But the Gemara I remember is that the Gemara says that since Goyim eat Nevelas, their body operates differently. The Gemara doesn't say that there's a reason for them not to eat Nevela. The Gemara says that since Goyim eat Nevelas and Trefus, their body reacts differently to certain diseases. That's the Gemara. I don't know what it says there. So if it says Scots and Muslim, then it doesn't say Nevelas and Trefus. Yeah. I don't remember. I remember the Gemara says their body reacts differently because they eat things we don't eat. It could be the Gemara just says Shkatsim Ramad.
They'll be better off if they did eat kosher.
Again, I don't know any Gemara that advises Gaya to eat kosher. The only thing I know that advises keep a kosher is all the kosher butcher shops. Would love to advise all Gaya to eat kosher. Yes?
Yeah, one aspect might be a safeguard. Once something is shechted, it is automatically dead. If you look at a chicken or...
Not for a guy.
You're right, I'm wrong. The migu helps you.
It's a big shayla. It's a machlokes, a hulam. That's the big machlokes, whether we paskin that migu or not. Based on Rav Acha ben Yaakov, who says the stomach is usher. Because that's the gemara, hulam. I'm an aleph, I think it is. I'm an aleph around there.
Also, you were looking for a word earlier, which I would propose for teiku, just simply unresolvable.
The word teiku means teikum. The word teikum means
let it stand.
Right, that's what I said.
It's the last kind of, it's the last line that Wittgenstein's Tractatus Logicus, which is that of that which we cannot, that which we do not know.
Yeah, I understand. I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying the word means teikum. Okay. Let's think of my writer. Tanan Hassam. This is a Mishnah in Masechtas Machshirim. Kol ha-nitzuk tor, chus midvash ha-zifim v'atzapichet. Nitzuk means as follows. I'm pouring from barrel A to barrel B. Whatever liquid it may be. Let's say oil, wine, water, orange juice, coffee, whatever it is. And the bottom one is tame. And I'm pouring from A to B.
Which is tame, A or B?
Bottom one.
B.
B is Tumah, it does not pass the Tumah back up. Tumah does not travel through that flow up to the top one. even though they're now attached to that flow, the flow coming from A and B. Right? If they were in one group, they would become Tame. They touch.
You're saying Tuma can't go against gravity.
You want to word it that way, I'll let you word it that way. I would say that a vertical pouring of something, which is called Nitzuk, is not a Shibur for Tuma. Now, if you want to use gravity, I have no reason to argue with you, except if you were on the moon, which doesn't have gravity, or much less gravity, a sixth of the gravity, so then I would not. Yes?
Nitzuk is a stream, not drip, 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 right?
Nitzuk is a stream, correct. Even a stream, for sure, not drip, 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 it's not attached.
Nitzuk, well, even a Nitzuk is not.
Right. If it's drip, 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 it's for sure not attached.
Right,
okay. Yes?
If I recall right, we see the other side. Or if you have three poles, which have
again, this is why we don't mix Hilchus Mikvah with Hilchus Tuma.
Okay, but correct me if I'm wrong. They have to be connected continuously.
Again, Nitzuk is not a chibur by Mikvah either.
Okay, thank you. That's what I was trying to do.
Good. I'm not getting about it. It's more complicated than that. But Pashtus is not it. Nitzuk is not a chibur by Mikvah. It's going to be Yehuda, good Achas. Again, I'm not getting about it.
This is wonderful to see this. Unbelievable.
I don't know what you're seeing. So that awesome. Kohen Nitzuk Tar Chutz Midvash Hazifim Vatapiches. Those two things, the way the explained at this point, is because these things have a tendency to move back up. That even though they're going down, they're made out of a sticky material, for lack of a better word. And therefore, when you stop the flow, it moves right back up. So therefore, the tumba that hit when it got to the bottom goes back up to the top. So therefore, the top becomes tumbe. Let us read what these two things are, Tvash Hazifim and Tzapichis. Zokt Derash. Okay, I have Derash Kohani Tzuktar. Mishnah Perikahi Perikei Demakshirim. Kohani Tzuktar Imashkim Tahirim Lutech Mashkim Tmeim. Tahirim, Oyainim Tahirim. The upper ones remain Tahir. Im Safach Maskin Tahirim, Lutech Maskim Tameim. Oyainim Tahirim. Vein Hanitzuk Machabra. And the flow does not attach them. Chutz Midvas Hasifim. Ubeperik Basra the Saita. Mefarish Rebbechanan. My Zifin. Shemizifin, I say. It's called the diluted. The forged honey, because it's so thick, people who aren't honest have a tendency to take this honey and dilute it with water, and the buyer will not recognize it, because it's so thick that even when you dilute it with water, the guy still thinks it's top quality honey, because it can get diluted without it becoming visible enough to a regular buyer in the store. So it's called the forged, dive means forged.
Right.
I don't think of a better word.
Fake
honey. Oh, it's not fake honey. It's real honey. It's diluted. That's one shot.
Adulterated.
Thank you. Similar to Shlachishimer, Hashem Kaimai. It says, no, it was the honey from the city of Zifim. The Ziv, the Ziv, the Santalim. Okay. So the Black Zifim is a certain type of honey. V'tapachas, k'meiket tapiches b'dvash, which means, b'aruch, the aruch says, b'isa shumutugeles b'dvash, a dough fried in honey, b'toich shu'av, since it's thick, hanitzen, hanitzuk, mechabram. The nitzuk attaches it, because, right, I guess, what? That's the next one, right. No, it's a syrupy thing that has honey in it.
So which is the tapichas? The thing I'm frying?
The tapichas is the thing you're frying with dvash, in honey.
It's a dough mix.
In honey.
Like a bar.
What does Rabbeinu say?
No.
Tapichas.
They have made of honey and
flour. Okay, good. Meshama Yaimrim, they add, av mikvah shogrisim, which is a dish made out of Greasin is chopped up wheat kernels, which are pull or beans. And again, that is a thick mixture, right? Because these things have a way that after it stops, the thing that's on the bottom moves back up. I guess it's the stickiness. I don't know what word to use in English. I'm sure there's a fancy word.
Spring.
Well, that's what it does. It springs back. It springs back because it's a sticky kind of a mixture.
Resilient,
he calls it?
Actually, it's elastic.
When the flow stops, because it's thick, it soylade the kavat, springs back. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, at least so far. So Rami Bar Chama said, now we have Beis Shammai and we have Chachamim. I named them in my test Beis Hu. Maybe I shouldn't have named them Beis Hu. Maybe I should have named them Chachamim. It was might have been my mistake. So in the test, when it says Beis Hu, please change Chachamim. It makes no difference, but if that makes you happier, it should, because it's honest, and Beis Hu might not be honest. I thought I saw the word Beis Hu. Maybe I will later on, but at this point...
Think about it. Every time Beis Shammai says something...
That's why I said Beis Hu, but it's not... But nobody...
That's true, correct?
Yeah, again. All I can say is, not always does Beis Hu argue, when they argue. Okay, and here it says Chachamim. Boi Rami Bar Chama. Yes, Nitzuk Lo'ichlim, and Ye'en Nitzuk Lo'ichlim. When you pour a salad, right, from A to B, and it's a constant solid. It's not a liquid. It's not sticky. It's not elastic. I will use that word. I like that word. It's not elastic. It's solid. But it's a solid food. Is nitzuk work by solid foods or not? We didn't talk about... I'm not finished yet. I have to give the Gemara a little bit of a chance. Again, does nitzuk work by solid foods to attach the bottom to the top? Why? That the three examples we gave is because they were elastic. And the solid is not elastic. It will not go back. Or maybe shot in those three things were not, or at least the top two, the first two. Beis Shammai added the third. But the first two are very thick. Thicker than the third. And maybe it's the thickness that creates one unit, even without jumping back. Beis Shammai said that the reason it works is because it's elastic and goes back. But they said that maybe at number three. The Chachamim only said the first two. They didn't say the third. So maybe the reason of the Chachamim is not because of elasticity, but rather because a solid is a chibur. Without any svaris, a solid connection is a chibur. It's solidly connected, and therefore the tumah travels. Not because it goes back, it's because it's connected. We don't know pshat in the first two. Tapichas b'dvash is very thick. Vash hazifim is very thick. Therefore, maybe we consider it a solid, and solids connect. Or, is the machlokes Beis Shammai and the Chachamim just, how elastic does it have to be? Was the Chachamim saying only the first two are really elastic, the third one is not? And Beis Shammai is saying that's elastic enough. We're trying to define the machlokes that we have here. The Chachamim said two, Beis Shammai added a third. So what is shat in the Chachamim? Is it because they say solids are connection, the first two are considered solid? Nothing to do with elasticity. It's just, it's a connection. Or shat is, it's elasticity, and the machlokes is only the degree of elasticity. That is the Shaila de Gemara. Yes?
Question. You said when you pour out a solid, what you're really talking about is just the solid which is sitting there, which is connecting the two things. I don't know how you pour a solid.
Cheerios? Flour?
Well, it's not about your flour. You pour it from one to the other. I don't know how you not pour a solid.
Flour's not solid. Powder.
Okay, I'm not going to sit here and think. I think my wife pours chont from, even if it's no liquid in it, she pours it from the pot to the tureen where she serves it from. Then she pours it. I knew what I was saying. I wasn't guessing
here.
No,
Avram was marvelous.
However, no. The solid parts are neither... I mean, it's a fine point. It's a...
Okay. For our Gemara, either way, it's good enough.
All he needs to bend that is Tohar, according to this.
Liquid.
A regular, with water, very fluid liquid.
Not, well, mikvah or greasin is a liquid that's sticky, elastic.
Only Beishami holds like that.
Exactly. And Beisho would not agree to elasticity making a difference. They differentiate between liquid and solid. The thickness that makes the liquid into a solid, meaning dvash hazifim, is what is the chiddush of the chachamim. That's considered solid. Or maybe no. Or maybe there's no such thing as a connection only if it's elastic. And the machlokes is, how to the degree of elasticity.
The question is, the word
nitzuk
apply to a dry food?
Well, the Gemara asks, yes, nitzuk leichlim. So I'll let you decide whether the word applies or not.
I mean, is it possible to have
nitzuk? No, it's the halacha of nitzuk apply. I'm not getting involved.
Okay.
I'll let Dr. Schwab handle what happens in Patra. I'm just talking, it's the halacha of nitzuk apply.
Okay, what does water fit in?
Water is a liquid.
So does that fit into one of these three categories? Whether it's a solid food or...
No, it's not. It's no nitzuk. There's no nitzuk by water.
Oh, there is no nitzuk.
Absolutely not. Not for tumma. Me
too. It's
like
a different problem.
We're not learning, you know, Rabbi Meisha, you love to learn halacha l'maisa. Every piece of Gemara you would like to pass from. I don't want to learn halacha l'maisa this year. I want to learn Gemara.
I don't know if I can stop myself.
No, there's nothing wrong. I've heard of worse things in the world. Many.
Sure.
All you want to know is how to apply to halacha. But that's traveling through Shas and assuming that one Gemara here in Masechtas Nazir can pass in Hokus Chavis.
I'm guilty.
That's okay. I've been guilty of much worse.
I'm not sure that you're arguing about exactly.
Why is the Chachamim Musa? Well, it's a big difference. If you pour a solid, there's no elasticity. Nothing is going to go back. But maybe that's called attached. It's enough. A solid attachment is an attachment regardless whether it's vertical or horizontal. That's one way of understanding it. Or is vertical attachment not an attachment? What made it an attachment is the fact that it bounces back. So therefore a solid doesn't bounce back, so there would be no need to.
The worst is melted
food. No, it's not. Why?
No, it's a complete attachment.
Yeah, but it's a vertical. Verticals are not attachment. Water is also complete attachment. Oil is also complete attachment. Wine is also complete attachment. But it doesn't make a difference in opostoma. Nitzuk is not called an attachment. Is there a lack of attachment because it's liquid? Or is there a lack of attachment because it's not sticky? Why is water not? That's the question.
Only while it's flowing.
Yeah, only while it's flowing, of course, yes. Okay, let me just move on because I just want to finish at least this Gemara. Dr. Gemara Weiter, I'm a Rabbi Tashima. Chelev Hameis, the fat of a mace, Shu Shalim, that is complete. Let me do the Rush first because if not, we'll have to be stuck. Dr. Rush, Mace is Silenus Lachara, we did that already. Yes, Nitzuk Leichlum, the Divrei Chachamim Kabayi. Hani time in mind from the Izbu Riri, Klevishem Soldim Lachareya, meaning the Chachamim agree to this elasticity. And the same would be by food. B'shama is clear, because they explained, they said, make you so let us walk around. Is it because of elasticity? They needed to be very elastic. Okay, like the honey of Zifim, but Beishami Yarmah of Mikvish agrees to the less, but really Kulai, and Beishami just expands the interpretation of elasticity, the application of elasticity. I do my time into Rabbanah Mishim the Smichi, it's because it's solid, the Lav Mishim Riri. So here we have solids that are not elastic. So we're going to try to prove it. Tashima. I'm a Rabbi Tashima. Chelev HaMeis, Shu Shalem, V'yitichoy Tomei. Chelev HaMeis, which is Shalim, and he melted it, is Tameh. 1 second. Haya, Chelev HaMeis, Shalim, B'tichai, Tameh. Haya Mefured, b'tichoi tahar. You have a chelav ha'meis, which is complete shear, which is a complete shear, and you melted it, it's tamei. Dr. Ash, zayis min ha'mechelav min ha'meis, b'tichoi tamei pirish. Ha'mcheyu k'moi chelav mo'otach, which you melted fat, tamei imnishabai zayis. You had fat, you melted it, there's exayas of melted fat here, it's metameis, like exayas menameis. That's called exayas menameis. Hayim mefurad, now, there's a new halacha here that most people never knew. I didn't remember it, but it's true. It's Gemara. And that is, if you have pieces of chelav that were not exayas, and you put them together and melted it together, and you created exayas, it's not metameis. Because it's chiburei bidei adam. You made the shear. And a man-made shear is not metame. Only a natural shear. When you had a piece of chelav from a mace and you melted it, that was naturally together exias. You didn't make the shear. It was there. Mashenkin, if you take little pieces that are not exias, that are not metame, because less than exias is not metame.
Even the same
mace,
right?
Even the same mace. Less than exias is not metame. And the human goes and puts them together and is mechaber them. The way you attach solids would be pashtus, by melting them together. So that's called chiburei bidei adam, and it's not metame. That's the rule. Halakha l'maisa mishinai. That's the rule. Same price. If it was natural, it's metame. If it's human put together, it's not metame.
Because this is halacha l'maisa. When we have a cake, batter, and
it's only by tumah. Again, no rule of tumah can be cross applied to anywhere else. This is tumah rule.
Oh, this is tumah. Okay.
So achilas chelav is not applied.
There's nothing to do with achilas chelav. It is rule of tumah only. So I'm saying we have to be very careful not to paskin from a gemara about tumah tahara to anything else. So, therefore the Mishnah says, let's go back, Tashma. Chelav ha'meis hu shalem, it's complete. V'tichoi tamei. Hay mefurad or mefurar, it's two gears to the same thing. It's pieces. V'tichoi tahar. Now, what was bothering us is as follows. Yeah, you put it together. Now, what happened? You had exarius of solid, natural. You melted it. When melting happens, it boils. Part of it jumps up and then comes back, right? That means when it jumped up, it was attached through a nitzuk, because at that point it wasn't part of the mixture. It had elevated itself, but it was attached through a nitzuk.
Bubbles?
The bubbles, and more than bubbles, the pieces, I don't know, bubbles might be just air. This is not air. This is the liquid itself bubbling up. Now, when it bubbles up, what keeps it as part of the exayas? The vertical attachment. And now that it came back down, that's Idei Adam. But put it together, back together again. If Nitzuk is not a chibur, while it was bubbling, it wasn't exayas. Because it was bubbling up, and the parts that were bubbling up were not attached to the main. They were attached to a vertical attachment. The bubble is a vertical attachment. Whatever it is, yeah. When you bubble something up, right, parts go up. Well, how else is it attached? Not part of the thing. It's higher by half an inch, but it's attached through an insect. And yet we say this is considered a natural attachment, not a human attachment, that when he stops cooking, it goes back down.
I don't want to change the case.
No, change the case. Don't change the case. You don't want it, so don't. This is not before it. Again, I'm reading a Gemara. I'm not changing the case. Oh, yes, Charlotte, let's give the Rosh a chance. Can we please just... I'm sorry. Zok the Rosh. V'yisav g'daitach. Sorry, I skipped. Tashima. G'zayis min ameis v'tichay tamei. Pirishim cheyu k'may cheyla mehutach tamei. Im nisho by g'zayis. I did that. Hayim afur. Pirurim min amecheyla ameis. Pieces. V'yitichom and he melted them tar. K'dem asayim at the sefta dollars perik dalet. Neshechiburi ad ameid achibur. Human attachment is not called an attachment. The kaidim shi'itichom lohayim atamei anegeim b'mikzasai. And before he melted it, it was not matame. I have filled it again with kulai. Even if you touch the whole thing, because it's different pieces. Lamanda lesle negeya vechayzu v'negeya. That's a big machloikas. If you touch two pieces at the same time, is it mitzaref? But we're going now that it's not mitzaref. Or you didn't touch them at the same time. Therefore, if you make one solid out of five little solids, it's chaburi adam. Even though this is going to be explained later, we had it before. You have a revi'ez dam that came from two mesim, it's metame. Ah, you put them together. It's chibure adam. You took a half a revi'ez from one mes and a half a revi'ez from the other mes. Became beis chatzoy zesim mishnei mesim b'mesech tesalus. Two half of zesim from two mesim. Ah, you put them together. How else did they get together? Yes, oil tame. That's for oil. Because you don't need an attachment for oil. They're all in the same oil. The oil attaches them. I will if you put them together, it would not be matabi mamaga because it's chibure adam. For oil, they're not chibure adam. They were there before you attached them.
That reveals dam was only bimaga or
mata?
That reveals
dam
that we've learned before.
No, it's matama only by oil. Only by oil.
Oh,
Maga. No, Maga is not Matama. Masa would be Matama. The Amar Bereish Beg Beis to Olus and Negei Mishnei Chatzor and Avela Tamei. Aye, the Mishnah says there are two halves in Avela Negeia. It's Tamei. Aye, it's Chibure Adam. Yeshloimer Basr Kanchi, the Myri Kanchi has Basr Merudan. There's thin flesh, Hamachadram Yachad, that still attaches them. They were one piece. Just the attachment is a weak attachment. That's what the Gemara says in Masechta Zechulin. When you have a Gzayas tar, the Kshinas and Gzayas Sholem Alar, when you put a complete Gzayas on the fire, it's impossible that a piece didn't leave the attachment during the bubbling, and then we come back, it's chibur yadam. It wasn't naturally attached. And for the Gemara, while you were heating up, you had a strong fire going on the top of the dish that had this chalev, the karash, and it all gelled. It didn't bubble. It gelled on an immediate basis. You put intense heat on this chaylev, and it turned from liquid into a gel. The isa kula gabi hadadi. It never moved. It never moved. So it was a natural attachment. No piece ever left that attachment. Because it wasn't a bubbling thing. The intense heat that immediately turned the whole thing into gel. Dr. Raj. A big fire, the puma de mana, the karish, the east of the kula badadadi. Shinat nala ace, we see a halog zayas, the puma, the mana, he put it on the top, the bas achas, the karisham. It gelled right where it is. The hash the isa kula badi adadi will I nifrid bimenu. Klaimer, avalim koresh. If it didn't gel right away, al chaz of an avalim kaime bubbled, ain't it I v'yagad of derech nitzok. Then kaya chesh meseyat el lipo kumash maleu. Because it's not the fire that makes it fall down, it's gravity. V'chisal et salg babas achaz, v'chinafel nafel derech nitzok. It goes up, but it comes down, it's chiburi adam, because by holding it there, you're attaching it. Whereas if it gels in one shot, nothing ever moved out of the piece.
You started with the kazayas, right?
Yes.
and now you bidei adam, you separated it
and then put it together.
But that's called bidei adam.
Correct. Correct. Zogtig my right to touch him up. I'm a little bit to touch him up. Beishamay Aymrim, Afa Mikvash O'Greesim B'shal Pul M'shem Soldin L'Achreya. Didn't Beishamay explain themselves? And the Gemara understands now that the Tanakhama wouldn't disagree with that. Beishamay is saying this, Vara, so why would I assume the Chachamim argue? Zogtig Gemara Midiyirya. Hasa B'shem Desmikin Hacham B'shem Riri. Who said the Chachamim agree? Maybe they said it by the two of them because it's a solid. Again, we're repeating the Shaila. You're assuming since Beis Shammai said it, the Chachamim agree, and they're arguing in a degree of elasticity. Who says? Dr. Rush. Tashima Beis Shammai Aymer Av Mikvash Agrees and Mishabut Menishim Soda Lachrim. Al Matayim Bede Beis Shammai Mishim Ririhu. Shaidei Arir Nimshach Ha'amud Lachayrav Kishinivsak. Through the elasticity, it goes back. Vikiheicha the time of the Shammai Mishim Ririhu, time of the Tanakhama Nami Mishim Riri. Ella, the Tanakhama, boy, we read Trey. And the answer is, Midiyuya, who says? Hashem Shem Desmichi, Hakam Shem Riri. Time of the Tanakhama, Lam Shem Riri, who? It's not because of elasticity. Hashem Desmichi, Leila Eichlin, it's thick. It's solid. Vishamai Savar, Dafil Eloi Smichi, Ariya Machabrai. Maybe that's the argument. Tanakhama needs solid, and Vishamai needs elasticity. We assumed that Havamina, and since Beis Shammai says elasticity, so did the Tanakhama, and they're just arguing in the degree of elasticity. Fine. This is as far as we're going this week. This question covers question 10, I believe.
Yeah.
Thank you. What was the question? That's the next Gemara, so it's not there. Take it off. Delete number 10. I thought I deleted it. I didn't? No, I guess not. Okay. Happened. It's solid.
Yeah, and
how honey, by Beis Shammai, with some riri, is because
how is it solid?
The first two, the honey and the
other one,
are solid things.